different body, which is functioning in a different way and has been on a different life journey to all those people who seem to be able to maintain a healthy weight so effortlessly. It's not your fault. This book will help you understand the true causes of your weight gain and show you how to reverse it in a responsible way. It will also help you keep that weight off with some easy and effective techniques that are fine-tuned to fit in with your life. By the time you've reached the last page, I hope to have completely changed the way you see the issue of carrying too much fat. It's not you, it's your environment. Before we go any further, let's take a moment to deal with some of those unhelpful but sadly common myths about weight. The Western world has seen soaring levels of obesity since the early 80s. It's easy to jump to the conclusion that people who've been around since then are lazier and greedier than any generation that came before them. This is simply not true, and I find it incredible that so many people seem to believe it. Previous generations weren't trying to be slim. They weren't succeeding where we failed. They were just going about their daily lives. The same is true for people who live in parts of the world that don't suffer from growing rates of obesity. They're not trying to be slim and managing what we can't. Members of ancient hunter-gatherer tribes, like the ones that we evolved in, weren't trying to be slim. Neither are members of hunter-gatherer tribes that still exist today. The idea that these people are fundamentally different from us, that they have more motivation and greater willpower, is crazy. The truth is that evolution works extremely slowly. In other words, humans all over the world have been the same for hundreds of thousands of years. There wasn't a sudden change in the 80s that turned our mindsets fat. What changed was the world around us. No society in the whole of history has been surrounded by as many delicious and tempting calorie-rich foods as we are. On top of that, no previous human society has been expected to do work that requires such little physical activity. Most of us these days spend our working lives behind desks or steering wheels or computer screens and are exposing ourselves to disrupted and irregular sleep routines. We're more tired than ever, more stressed than ever, and more likely to eat outside traditional mealtimes. All these factors can play a starring role in weight gain. If you put your great-grandparents or a member of an African tribe that existed 100,000 years ago in a time machine and brought them to our world today, there's every chance that they too would develop a problem with excess weight. In other words, it's not us that's changed. It's the world around us. We are all different. Ah, you might say, but if it's our environment that's making us fat and not our laziness or greed, then how come lots of people do manage to stay slim? You can't blame the temptations of the supermarket confectionery aisle or the high street burger chain or our sedentary lives when we have neighbours, friends and colleagues who don't seem to struggle like we do. Whilst it's certainly true that not everyone is carrying excess fat, some of that variation is down to the fact that we're all wired differently. Our genes and past experiences, for example, can help to set the dial on how much we crave unhealthy foods and how our body responds when eating those foods. They can also influence how likely we are to cave at the sight of a chocolate bar at the supermarket checkout. Perhaps you grew up in a family that wasn't able to make healthy choices, or you may have a job that makes it really challenging to have a routine around food. Or maybe your life is full of stress that results in you prioritizing other things like money and bills before your health. Perhaps you are a carer for others and feel that you barely have enough time to sleep, let alone think about the quality of the food that you are putting into your mouth. You might live or work in an environment that's more likely to trigger unhealthy eating behaviors, or you may have suffered through punishing calorie restriction diets that have made your problem worse. You could be all of the above. But don't despair. There's hope. In fact, there's more than just hope. Over the last few years, scientists have made some incredible discoveries, and we're going to take